This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بشيرا ونذيرا وصل عليه وعلى أهله وأصحابه أجمعين. إن أصدق الحديث إن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. يقول ربكم الأعلى في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. ويقول أيضا: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, indeed all praise and thanks belong to Allah, Lord of the worlds. We praise Him and we seek His assistance and His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Him from the evil of ourselves, within ourselves, and the evil consequences of our evil selves. Whomsoever Allah guides, no one can misguide them. And whomsoever Allah allows to be misguided, there is no one that can guide them. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah alone, and that the Prophet Muhammad is his last and final messenger. May the peace and blessings be upon him, his family, and his companions altogether. Allah reminds us in the Quran when He says, "O you who believe, those of you who claim to have Iman, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared. Be conscious of Him as He deserves that. And do not leave this world, do not die, do not pass away, except that you are in a state of Islam, a state of submission to Him." And He also reminds us in the Quran when He says, "O you who believe, fear Allah as He deserves it and speak the truth. Speak with words. Perhaps with the speech of truth of yours, He will take care of your affairs, and He will forgive you your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then they have certainly gained a great victory." Furthermore, my dear brothers and sisters, we know this world to be a dangerous world. It is not something we can take as a joke or something we can take for play or amusement. Allah quotes us in Surah Al-Imran about a people who reflect about the creation and the existence of themselves. When He says that إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, that indeed in the creations of the heavens and the earth and the alterations of night and day, اختلاف الليل والنهار, لآيات, signs for people who reflect. These are people who think about their existence. Then Allah continues and He tells us what and who are these people. He says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, it is they who remember Allah standing, sitting, and on their sides, meaning they remember Him all the time. And then they say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, oh Allah, You did not create all of this for nothing, in vain. سُبْحَانَكَ, glory be to You that You were to create this for nothing. فَقِنَا عَذَابًا نَارًا, so protect us and save us from the hellfire. So the wise group of people are the people who reflect on their existence. And they must know and understand that every day is a test. Every interaction is a test. If you do not have this in your head, in your conscience, then you walk around like someone who is heedless. And Allah does not like those who are heedless. I came here just today to talk to you about two enemies, that if you want to master them, if you want to defeat them, you are guaranteed victory. The first enemy is the enemy that we know that Allah has told us about in the Quran. It is the enemy Shaytan. We know at least from the beginning of His creation, He has taken the human as an enemy because Allah, He says that He embarrassed you. You made me from fire, فَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارُ فَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ قِينَ, You made him from fire, and you made him from clay. And so he felt that this was better because he was made from fire. He felt the fire because it's bright, because it's radiant, it is better than the dirt and the soil. But he did not know that the dirt and the soil, from it comes submissiveness, comes humbleness, and from the dirt comes growth. But nevertheless, he disobeyed Allah and became one of those who rebelled. And he promised that he was going to be an enemy to the man. And Allah himself in the Quran, he commands us to take him as an enemy. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. The shaytan to you is indeed an enemy, a clear enemy to you. And he also says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. The shaytan is an enemy, so take him as an enemy. These are verses that Allah is telling us, do not walk around like it's a playground. This is a battlefield. You have an enemy, so have your guards up. The second enemy is the self. And we know the self, al-amarah bis-su', that the nafs has an inclination to evil. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes us the statement of Yusuf alayhi salam, when he's talking about what he did, he says, I do not free myself, verily the human soul is prone to evil. This is also quoted in the Quran. And Allah says in Surah Al-Shams, says, wa nafsin wa ma sawwaha. He says that the soul and what has and who made it perfect, and by the one who made it perfect. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُتُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. And he is the one who inspired in his soul the good of it and the evil of it. So the soul, we know, as the scholars have said, some have broken it into two and some have broken it into three. They said there is a soul, part of it is one that inclines to evil. These are the two enemies, my dear brothers and sisters, that if you were to conquer them, I guarantee for you victory. And in this khutbah today, we're going to talk about the first one, the shaytan. And then we're going to talk about the second one, the self, as I mentioned. But you must know one thing before I start, that shaytan is the weaker one out of the two. That you yourself, as an enemy to yourself, are the most important and the most crucial part in this world. That if you were to master your own self, then even shaytan cannot touch you. And then I will conclude with a story to prove what I just said, the point about the self. And we will see how we all tie it together and what Allah has created for the believers as a protection and a safe haven from these evil plots. We begin with shaytan. I already told you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he declared for us that we should take shaytan as an enemy. But the first thing you should know, my dear brothers and sisters, is that shaytan is weak in his plots. I did not say this. Allah said this in the Quran. He says,